Welcome to Maple Lawn Montessori, where we nurture the love of learning in every child. You are now listening to our podcast.
Hi there. Have you ever found yourself saying, "My child is always playing," or "My child just keeps playing all the time that he doesn't even care about his food," so on and so forth? That's awesome. You heard that correctly, my friends. That is wonderful news that your child is playing. Let's see why I said that in today's edition, which is all about play and its importance. When your child plays, they learn about themselves and their surroundings. They learn how to coordinate their body movements, talk to their friends, apply some of the rules that you have been teaching them, and so many more things. Their learning process is, however, even more broader than this. Play is far more important than you think. It is a way for your child to familiarize themselves with the world while exploring and testing their own limits. Additionally, they're also engaging in activities that amuse them and also give them joy. When your little one finds an earthworm very amusing in the park, they begin to study it in their own way. I mean, they may follow it, they may try and touch it, they may even poke it. They may come to you asking questions about what it is that they're seeing, and that becomes a learning moment for them. Because trust me, when they ask you about an earthworm, you will teach them what it is. Now, have you seen a group of little kids play together? They love to play house. They like to play mommy and daddy and sometimes teachers. And if you watch closely, you will notice them using rules with their friends that you have taught them. It's a classic way of learning and absorbing things that they may have learned from their parents and teachers and siblings and so on. Play begins very early in life. When your baby studies and interacts with the things around them, they are learning. Things like putting a toy in their mouth or touching a new textured object are all a part of play. When your baby coos or babbles at you, she is figuring out how to get your attention. She is exploring her environment and figuring things out. Always remember that playtime helps babies to continuously master and reinforce concepts that become important milestones. Your child will continue to play throughout childhood, and you may be surprised at the number of skills they develop. Learning to exercise problem-solving skills, showing an ability to think flexibly, practicing how to process their emotions, facing their fears, trying new things without any fear of mistakes. This list can go on. It is so inexhaustible. Older children also gain something additional as they play. They discover their own interests and passions. Your child may love specific things like art or acting, or perhaps love a certain animal or a character from a book. Playtime will encourage them to continue exploring their own interests and skill building that will come handy in the future. All children should have time for play. It's imperative. It's their building blocks for confidence, for coping abilities, for flexibility and positive interaction with others. Through play, your child will be able to apply these skills as they grow into an adult. Give them the safe environment to play and watch them learn and grow. Happy parenting, my dear friends.